Oh, ikhaya esithenjiswe lona likuphi lisezulwini bazalwane njoba siphila la emhlabeni selungiselela khona ukuya ekhaya. Esho la uGeneva Hudson uyezwa yazwahlabelela, wahlabelela lo mhlabelelo ophuma kuphi ekujuleni kwenhliziyo. Kanti umhlabelelo futhi omuhle isikhathi uma sila, especially on a Sunday afternoon, 16 after 3 o'clock. Ihambe njalo ke i-3 songs in a row. Pam kwakhe u-Oscar Sefoka uthi Jesu rato la moya waka. Siqaleke ngobabi Mason ethi love is the more excellent way. Isigaba ke sesibili lesi njengoba wazi ukuthi sithola la ama testimonies ngoba uNkulunkulu hlezi sebenza ngaso sonke isikhathi. Nami ngihlezi ngisho ngithi yazi umuntu uma mhlawumbe umbuza ukuthi kwenzakalani kwamanje empilweni yakho bese athi hayi akunalutho olwenzakalayo, it means ukuthi uthi akukho lokhu uNkulunkulu akwenzayo, but mina ukuya ngami uNkulunkulu ngaso sonke isikhathi kukhona nje akwenzayo ezimpilweni zethu. Abanye nje banokusho ukuthi okay, because of mhlawumbe into bekayifuna yenzakali ngesikhathi ayifuna ngayo, so kusho ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthule. Uyazi even no no bazalwane mhlawumbe uza kuNkulunkulu ukukhona ukucelayo bese athi not now, or esho nje athi no, nalapho ke kusose impendulo. Ya njengoba ngishilo ke ukuthi after 3 o'clock sizobe sinomfundisi uLoyiso Thembisa, phinde futhi abe an author. Mfundisi wami sawubona.
Sawubona sisibahle nabaphulaphula emakhaya.
Amen. Siyabonga ukuthi sibe nawe kule ntambami. Ubuyile futhi ekhayeni lakho.
Ngibuyile sisilikhaya lami lesibini.
Bathi hamba uzobuya.
Njalo.
Hayi kodwa ngiblame wena. Kumele ublame thina ngoba yithina kumele sithi woza. Woza mfundisi.
It was long overdue. Siyabonga sis.
Sure, after I don't know. Iminyaka eminingi abi.
Most definitely. It's probably five plus years ago.
10 years ago.
Must have been.
Yo. Ngicela ubabulise emakhaya.
Okay, man, thathe lithuba ke ndibulise kubo bonke abaphulaphuli bethu emakhaya from all provinces of South Africa nalapho omamele khona kumfundisi uLoyiso Thembisa, originally from Eastern Cape, King Williamstown, currently in Pretoria. Ngizithandela ke uJesu ngisinsiwe. I'm a pastor, worship leader and author, and a motivational speaker, but into balekileyo ukuthi ke ngiyumntwana kaNkulunkulu. I'm a child of God and I'm saved. Thank you.
Yebo, ikona kubalekile lokho mfundisi ukuthi sinabo ubudlelwane manje noNkulunkulu. Asiseyibona nje abantu kodwa singabantwana bakhe. And you know, uma wazi ukuthi unomzali uyazi ukuthi ukhalela kuphi.
Exactly.
Uma unezinto oyidingayo uyazi ukuthi ke uya kuphi. Iyona into ebalekile leyo ukuthi siyazi ukuthi ke sinobaba wethu uJesu Kristu.
Yes.
Mfundisi, njoba ngisho nje ukuthi uphinde futhi ube ngombhali.
Yes.
So unencwadi la ebizwa ukuthi The Life of a Dreamer.
Yebo sis.
Hey, singabantu siyaphupha, yasiphupha sihlele, siphupha sihamba.
Yes.
Siphupha noma silele.
Yeah.
So ngiyacabanga ukuthi nawe nje ukhula uyingani ube nawo amaphupho, even namanje usesenawo nje amaphupho ukuthi you know ngifuna ukufinyelela lapha nalapha ya. Kodwa before singena kule ndaba, ngicela ungichazele ukuthi umehluko, what's the difference between a vision and a dream?
All right.
Mm.
Okay, a dream, it's okay, both of them are izinto ozibona uzoba zizo in the future. Ne?
Okay.
It's a preview of the future, both of them.
Mm.
However, isikhathi esiningi iphupho it's something oyibona ulele.
Okay.
Whereas a vision is something that you imagine and visualize.
Mm.
Dream it's something that usually hits you when you are sleeping. Uzibone uyileyo nto in your dreams.
Mm.
And then mawuvuka you start to imagine and fantasize and draw some pictures and visualize the thing obuyibone ulele. Manje so uvuka ke uyibone, then you act in relevance to that and you work towards it.
Mm.
Both of them, it's
okay,
the future being brought in your present.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Oyibona ingaka yenzakali.
Ayikenzakali.
Uh-huh.
But now is secret ukuthi ke you must wire yourself and align yourself to it even before yenzakali.
Yeah.
ngoba uNkulunkulu nesikhathi ukuthi unetendency ukuthi akutshele into ozoba yiyo.
Mhm.
Most of the time ungekabi, in fact he usually tells you the opposite of what you are going to be. Akutshele ukuthi uzoba a millionaire the time you are unemployed uhlala emkhukhwini, or akutshele ukuthi wena you going to speak to nations and be motivational speaker. Elokasha you are even scared to speak before 5 people like I was, because
yeah.
I used to be afraid to speak before multitudes.
Yeah.
But he told me that he's going to use me 15 years ago. I didn't know what he meant, but now I see what he meant, because he gave me the boldness now to speak to any platform, any person, any. So he tells you the future in the present.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wire your mind and you tune your attitude towards it, and then you start preparing towards that.
And ecabanga 15 years ago ekunikeza ke lelo phupho, now siku 2021 and it's happening for real. So yingakho kuthiwa thina mhlambe ungazenzela ama plans wakho nama goals wakho ukuthi you know in 5 years ngifuna ukuba la, in 3 years ngifuna ukuba la, kodwa uNkulunkulu athi hayi ima kancane, kusese khona izinto okumele uyifunde, kusese khona la kumele undlule khona. So cabanga ukuthi wena mhlambe ngaleso sikhathi uba nalo lelo phupho ukuthi like now ngifuna kuyenza lento, kusho ukuthi bongakabi ready, it's only now lapho uNkulunkulu athi hayi now ungaphuma ke wayokhuluma nabantu. So we thank God ngokuthi abe nguNkulunkulu anguye ezimpilweni zethu. So asibuyele emuva.
Yes.
Sicela ukuthi usitshele ngalo loyiso osakhula, hayi lo esimbonayo kwamanje. Impilo yakho edutshwa ne ilawuzalelwe khona.
Edutshwa nasezweli cha nikhulele kulezo ndawo.
Ehhe, asiqale lapho.
Okay.
Mhm.
I'm an Eastern Cape born. Ndizalelwe Eastern Cape eSiskay.
Yeah.
Ezweli cha. Ndayo khulela edutshwa eTranskei, izindawo is almost the same ngokwegama.
Mhm.
Yeah, I'm born to a single mother, one and only child of a single mother. I never knew my father. Apparently, as I'm told, he passed away when I was only 2 years old. So I grew up as a young man with an empty heart, with an unfulfilled heart, inhliziyo enganelisekile, like any other boy child. And most of everything that I went through in my life before I became the pastor that I am, I used to be a troublesome teenager. For some who do not know, I was not born a pastor. I started my journey as a troublesome teenager trying to fill in the gap of a lack of fatherhood. And I've done a lot of things trying to fit in to people, joining wrong groups, doing wrong things. But the change and the turnaround in my life, it happened when I met Christ. Just before I turned 21 and get the so-called key to adulthood, the key that I got is the key which is Christ. That's where now the turnaround started in my life. Ngachintsha izinto zachintsha, uNkulunkulu wangisiza, and also the pain and the gap and the longing of ubaba wayivala ngaba kahle, ngasese ngabona i future right, and I started working now towards who I am in terms of my identity and my gifts, and then ke ngakhula enkosini until I got to discover my calling and my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I was a sick boy growing up. I used to go in and out of hospital. People see me now ministering healing and hope and deliverance to people. They don't know ukuthi it took ukuthi mina ngiqale ngithi taste obuhlungu bokugula, obuhlungu be near death experiences, kanti they were actually pruning and grooming me for the future, because usually future yakho is attached to lento oshayeka kuyo in the area of ukushayeka kwakho. Like if you shayeke ezimalini, it may mean that you may be a future millionaire in the future. So that's basically my upbringing and what is very deep in my heart at the moment. Of course, I'm a worship leader and I lead worship at church and I preach the word. But there's a newfound passion now, which is the one of being an author.
Mm.
But I believe we're going to talk more about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yes. See, so bonga nayo as ukhuluma ukuthi ubaba bekangekho empilweni yakho. Azange ukhule unayo this anger yokuthi uphi ubabami, and mhlawumbe mawubuka ezinye izingane ubona ngathi awuphelele wena, awukwazi nokuthi mhlawumbe esikoleni ukukhuluma ukuthi ubabami this, ubabami that.
It's amazing that all the friends in Kulenazo were all raised by a single mother like me.
Oh.
The only difference with them is that at least Abu Mama Babo, they knew their fathers. They had relationships with their fathers.
Mm.
So in my case, I didn't know him. I've never met him. He was not even around. So it was this with them. Easy to phone them or meet them somewhere, even though they were not married with their mothers. But with me, it was different.
Mm.
I didn't have any mother. So I honestly felt like I was bitter, of course. I was angry. And of course, there is that stage where even parents would hide some of these things from you to protect you. So I wasn't even sure what is what. No information was given to me. So I thought alcohol, drugs, and gangsterism was the way to go. That's how I wanted to express myself and my anger.
Mm.
And sadly, one of the things I did, like some of the things I've written in my book, I also used to be someone who liked to date a lot, and I had a lot of women.
Mm.
And a whole lot of other things that I am now speaking against are things that I started doing. But that's why I say the turnaround started in my life when I accepted Christ. But even after I accepted him, it had to be a process where I had to renew my mind and be taught now and be assured and anchored in him. Then I started ukuthi ngubani kuKristu nokuthi ke ubaba osezulwini ungithanda ukodlula obaba abasemhlabeni. Wabe sengilidela ke uNkulunkulu kuma mentors nakubo baba abasesontweni banginika uthando bangcoacha. And yes, in the process ngikhe ngalahleka. Ngati fall for wrong fathers who exploited me. Spiritual fathers were wrong.
Mm.
Because you see, maune longing of a father's love, ufana nentombazane encane, a teenager, and a longing of uthando luka baba, but iyambili expressa from different male figures.
Mm.
That's the same feeling I had.
Mm.
So whoever nje oy mentor or spiritual father or willing to or yes my son, I want to groom you, I would be taken and sheshe ngingene kule relationship without ukucheka I background ukuthi how is he, what is his doctrinal beliefs, and is it a genuine mirror, is he a false prophet or what. I didn't care about those things as long as umntu anginikuthando nje lobu baba. I was falling for that, and that almost destroyed me until God healed me. Then I was sober and able to make sober decisions of knowing that discernment is key. You fall into isn't just right. Was ukuthi lo muntu uzakusa kuphi na. Yes.
So khona manje ngoba ungubaba.
Yes.
Unazo ingane. You know, sometimes mhlambe mondlula entweni.
Yes.
And then uba ne family yakho, you try ngamandla akho ukuthi you know what, angifuni ukuthi ingane zame zibe nayo leya void ebenginayo ukuthi ubaba akekho empilweni yakho, like u try by all means when as a father ukuthi I want to be there for my kids. Iba khona le nto uthola ukuthi manje uba overprotective, you know, all those things iyenzeka kuwena.
It is actually quite normal leyo nto because you want to make your child ukuthi afile le nto obufuna ukuthi uyifile wena that you couldn't feel.
Yeah.
And yes, you need to draw a line because sometimes you can overdo it at the expense of even spoiling the kids and making them ukuthi bangabina discipline. So you need to be able to be a balanced parent ke ukuthi banike uthando, but when there's a need for discipline and alignment and correction, when there is into as right. But otherwise, looking at it with a positive eye though, I could say that God has really enabled me to be a great father to my three children. Giving them the love that I wanted to receive. So I thank God that what was not given to me, I'm now releasing to others. Ubangifunde uNkulunkulu uthando lwakhe.
Amen. So the life of a dreamer, ukhuluma wela. So lithini iphupho lakho?
Okay. The book title itigate the life of a dreamer. I have chosen le title because growing up, there was a story about a guy who Vuyo is such a big, big dreamer. I'm sure you know that advert in the 90s, early 90s, late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
But what I didn't like much about the advert is that the advert was showing Vuyo doing big things, showing Vuyo achieving a lot of success stories only, but never showed the behind the scenes work and failures and preparation phases. So what I wanted to do now, I chose a theme, a dream, and then ngayihlanganisa with my personal life because I am the dreamer. Joseph in the Bible, I life yakhe iyafana neyam. So that's why I'm saying I'm Loiso the dreamer. So the life of a dreamer, it is my life. That's what the book is about. So I then use that concept, yeah, dream, using it for my own personal life experiences, the highs, the lows, the ups and downs, the successes and the failures. Because abantu abaningi isikhathi esiningi mababhala incwadi izomotivator, but mostly focus kakhulu on the positive things. But in the book, there are failures, there are weaknesses, there are the not-so-good things, there are times where one wanted to give up, there are times where one was depressed. You see, a lot of things are there, but also there's also a good side. Like the ultimate dream, of course, is to be a motivational speaker, an inspirer, a hope giver. That's what God has called me for. But it took ukuthi ngiqale ngibe discouraged until ngikhuthaza abantu. You cannot take people to where you've never been. And a motivator is someone who went through discouragement first, so that maga encourage her with passion. So now God is helping me to awaken the sleeping giants. Emaphupheni abantu afile siyawavusa ngethemba esihambe silishumayela in all radio and TV stations all over the country. And abantu abasebe give up kumaphupho wabo e-businesses, kumaphupho ama-ministry, kumaphupho wabo e-careers. Abanye bagive up nakumaphupho omshado. Obusikeli age ukuthi wena una 35 una 40 is too late for you. That's your own timetable. But awazi ukuthi uThixo makafuna ukusikelela yena kuye lento ayithethile engayiyenzeka no matter how long, because the bigger the dream, the longer the waiting period. Ubukhulu bephupho budetermine isikhathi sepreparation nesikhathi sokulinda.
Wow.
Yeah.
So uloyiso yena ngiyacabanga ukuthi iphupho lakho vela ube nalo ukhula. So wena bo uphupha ufuna ukubona uloyiso kwenzakalani? Loko kwenzakalayo kwamanje iphupho lakho usakhula?
Basically what I wanted to do, lento iqale for as someone who is a preacher and an evangelist. I'm a one-on-one, mostly one-on-one evangelist and a one-on-one motivator. So ngicale ngoyenza in a way of a counseling and motivation, and kuthaza abantu, maybe a few groups or ama couples or one-on-one. You motivate abantu ngibona bekhuthazeka umuntu athu umuntu. There are people who wanted to even commit suicide and God would give me a word, ngikhulume nomuntu athi bese ngikumixile poison ngizozibulala, but I turned my back after you spoke to me. There are people who wanted to backslide baye ku Jesu, or abanye befuna u divorce. One word or two, a few words uthixo ninika zona ze wisdom, then achintsha umuntu kwisiqibo sakhe. Lonto beningayazi ke ukuthi it's something that God wanted to use me on in a bigger platform. I thought it's just a one-on-one extra spice ukuthi ngingu pastor pastoral counseling and it ends there. But it didn't dawn to me that God wanted to open bigger platforms like the radio, the TV, social networks and all platforms, where even on YouTube abantu baya follow, they follow my material and are getting blessed. Even worse now with the book as part of the motivation. So basically, motivation is just what I do, whether I preach, I motivate, I sing, or I write. So Indaba Yami is on the motivation. And I grew up watching Abo Babu David Malapo as my inspirators, and a whole lot of other people who were motivators, Nabo Vusi Tendegwayo, Pembegwayo, and a whole lot of others. I never thought Nami one day, Abo Babu Zondo, Bishop Zondo, I mean, Pastor Tembiso Zondo. I never thought ukuthi iza ufike mi moment where people will be listening to me in the theater in public platforms. I thought it's just something for few groups and few people around me. But one thing I can say is that whatever you desire to be and to have, you must be willing to pay the price for your dream. You must be willing to go through the process, so that maso ukhuluma nabantu abasekulezonto ubathethela based on where you've seen God taking. You can't take people out of things if you've never been taken out of anything. So we are discouraged so that we can motivate others. We are going through marital challenges even ourselves, so that once we pass the tests, sikhona ukuthi sikhiphe abanye abangene ezingxakini. So whatever we go through, it is so that abanye bathole ukusizakala with our own experiences.
So uloyiso yena imaphi ama tests ukuthi uye wabhekana nawo, ukuthi namhlanje mhlawumbe umuntu mangeza kuwena athi yazini I've been through lokhu nalokhu nalokhu, and then nawe ukubuke from your life experience?
Well, there's quite a number of challenges that I've went through. The first one, I was engaged to be married some years. I'm 15 years in marriage now. Shade 15 years ago. I was working and having planned the wedding, sabeki date. I lost the job in the middle of the engagement. Abantu sebazi ukuthi kuyashadwa, ngai lose umsebenzi. So the option was to cancel everything, but I told my then fiance that God is going to make a way for us. Uzos provider, and I was even collecting in a mali yokwenza izinto zibe right for the big day ngoba vele I had paid a lot for lobola and stuff. So people were even discouraging her ukuthi hayi here again man lento just cancel even the wedding umshado nayibona maybe after 3 years
uzowenzani ngomuntu ongasebenzi
but I like the fact that uye wabambelela kwiphupho lami lokuthi I have a dream ukuthi mina now we are meant to be each other and there are big things that God wants to achieve with our union wabekezela sashada saphumelela and everything was good. The white wedding was well attended and they were like everything was normal, everything was fine, and after 2 months sishadile, I got a big, better paying job. So izinto zaba right. And then the other discouragement that I could say I started a ministry. It collapsed and I had to close it, and people knew ukuthi there's a ministry. And while I was busy with that, I was also trying some side businesses. They collapsed, they failed. And while I was doing that, there was also a recording deal yomculo ngoba as I'm also a worshipper. It came and came, and just at the last moment it collapsed. And while I was going through all of that, my kid, one of my children, was going in and out of hospital. My wife on the other side had a postnatal depression, esanda begging her. So things were just not working. Ngaluza nomsebenzi vele again in that process.
Sure.
So I got to be depressed. I went through a phase of depression. I was even getting ama doom prophecies from prophets telling me that a spirit of death is roaming around me or my loved ones, one of us will die. They even gave me a date, but on the 16th of December of that year, I'm going to die. So you can imagine, you go to discourage, everything is bad around you. You still get people to give you a doom and gloom instead of motivating. So it was the darkest season of my life. I wanted to give up on everything. I deactivated from my Facebook, WhatsApp, and all the social media. And I was just alone, sulking and being discouraged. And if uSatan angazange andithathe during that time, athi ndizibulale or ndihambe ndiyophuza utshwala ndibuyele back to my old life, or even give up on God then, then he is defeated. God was there for me and one Cooper from there, so that what people are seeing today can be witnessed ukuthi God is able. If one is a game, he can do it with you as well.
Amen.
Yes.
And earlier on la uya wakhuluma indaba ukuthi usese yingane nawe bohlushwa ugula, and then lento iyenzekile futhi to your child. So ngaleso sikhathi bokuzani in your mind?
You know, when my child was getting in and out of hospital, it was a very difficult season for us because we couldn't even sleep properly at night. We had to be half awake and half asleep. Sometimes this is sisayama shift omnyumalele omnyuhleli just to guard her, because we didn't know ukuthi, because she went in and out of hospital and she had a lot of near death experiences, and at some point she was actually she had to be resuscitated as if literally dying. So it was very traumatic and a very, very difficult situation. And it took me back to my own moments where I used to be sick. My mother would wake up at 12 midnight. Ebusuku siyovusa a family doctor that had a surgery there a few houses away from my house, just for him to give me some calming medications and stuff. So it was not an easy situation at all. Even the doctors were not making it easier, because in the Baye doctor's report, it's one of the most depressing report ever in the Bayama doctor reports. And Bonabate effects based on their medical expertise. But now it means you must go against a doctor's report, like the Bible says in the book of Isaiah, whose report do you believe? You believe our doctor or you believe uNkulunkulu? We had to jointly have faith in my wife and trust uNtanu uzawuphila. It took some years, maybe 2 years or so. le problem le engene ephuma esibhedlele we even had to change omnye maye semsebenzini omnye athathe leave awulala na esibhedlele silala next to the hospital but it was a very difficult situation but sa decided one day if faith yavuka ngaphakathi ukuthi samthandazela like nobody's business and we had a step of faith sathatha medication sathi ngoba uyayiphuza imsizi sayilahla and then we believed God and we called our apostle ukuthi amthandazele for sealing the healing and we believe God and since that time she's completely healed totally
wow
she's a miracle baby
wow
over 4 years ago now she's healed permanently
so isikhathi ke sithi 20 before 4 o'clock sino mfundisi uloyiso Thembisa aphinda futhi abe ngombhali wencwadi The Life of a Dreamer ngoba sibaningi siphuphayo abanye futhi amaphupha khona ayaphelela endleleni ngoba umuntu athi yazini nginaleli phupho kodwa uma ngithi ngiyazama ngiyasebenza ukuthi ngifinyelele kuleli phupho angikhoni because of ama challenges so I'm happy ukuthi ukhuluma ngama challenges akho kodwa ekugcineni kosuku wafika kuleli phupho kunale nkulumo ethi iphupho lakho uma ungaliboni lilikhulu ngendlela ukuthi liyakwethusa akusilona iphupho angazi ukuthi kuyiqiniso kangakanani mfundisi okay itike before singena kuleyo ndaba ngingindlule ngala ngizobuya emveni kwalokho ngoba hey kunomuntu la I'm starting to be worried lapha emakhaya niyasizwa ngoba uthi yena akamuzwe radio pulpit so I don't know ukuthi kule ndawo akuyona o is go radio mhlambe I don't know if awukhona ukusizwa lapho ekhaya ngicela ukuthi ke ungazise ungangithumelela nje I WhatsApp yeah o mhlambe ulalele o mhlambe ku radio I don't know ithi sizobona nje ukuthi abalaleli bathini kodwa mfundisi most of the time if I'm not on air bayasho ukuthi bathumela ama WhatsApp ukuthi asinizwa asimuzwa u radio pulpit iya okay ithingenze kanje
you're at 657 am radio carrying 24 hours a day
this is a public service announcement out of concern for your safety and we at radio pulpit would like to remind you to follow the safety guidelines as indicated by the South African National Institute of Communicable Diseases and the Department of Health to keep COVID-19 under control in our communities. If you or a loved one presents with symptoms or if you believe you were in contact with an infected person, call the emergency hotline 0800-029-999 for assistance. It is everybody's responsibility to practice the advised hygiene and cleanliness guideline as set out by the government. For more, visit www.radiopulpit.co.za.
657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique, and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
UNkulunkulu ongashintshi uthi uwedwa uNkulunkulu okuthi kumele ngempela Simkhonze, you are God alone. William McDowell is Katika City 15:47. Ngisasenayela umfundisi uLoyiso Thembisa obhale incwadi ebizwa The Life of a Dreamer. Okay, bazalwane, ngikutholile umyalezo ukuthi hayi yonke into ihamba kahle. Kusho ukuthi umfundisi uyena iradio yakhe nenkinga la ekhona. Sizwakala kahle kuwo wonke nje ama platform njengokwazi ukuthi uRadio Pulpit uyamthola ku OpenView channel 607, uyamthola ku DSTV Audio Bouquet 882, ungakwazi ukusilalela na ku your smartphone ku Radio Pulpit app. Mfundisi, kunomyalezo lana uphuma kumfundisi uBabsi Shilubani uthi trust the process indeed, just like Joseph, he never complained in the pit and jail cell. Discouragement will come, but it's not enough to make you give up on the dream.
Yes.
Wow, that's powerful. 012-334-1322. Mhlampe unombuzo noma ke uthanda ukuphawula njengoba umfundisi ebebeka nje ubufakazi bakhe ukuthi uNkulunkulu ngazo zonke ikhathi uhlezi enathi and nomfundisi la uyasho ukuthi akusho ukuthi iphupho lakho uma lingenzeki kwamanje kumele ugive up. Nawe umfundisi utestifyile la ukuthi for almost 15 years kodwa nje it's only now kule minyaka le emncane esindlule kuyona ukuthi manje uyalibona iphupho lakho ukuthi liyenzeka. 012-334-1322. Mhlawumbe nawo omunye abantu ukuthi kwamanje ugive upile uthi hayi cha, mina kunini ngiphupha futhi amaphupho ami nje sekamaningi ngathi ngina 5 yama dreams even nay 1 and I'm working so hard ukuthi ngifinyelele kulamaphupho kodwa akunalutho olwenzakalayo. Okay, asithathe la umlaleli. Sawubona, dumela semoyeni. Eh, watata.
Ay, manje bulisi apha kutata umfundisi.
Siyabulisa
tata. Eh, sibahle. Ngatsho la siva livuya.
Yebo.
Ukuba kaloku ngisoloko ngisithi mfundisi wami.
Yes.
Akubaluleke nje ngakusibahle ukuba nalomuntu kuthiwa he driving force.
Yes. Yes.
Lanto sibahle sonke sithi now ukuba nesignature kaThixo is so very 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 much important kwinto zonke mama. La seal okanye la mark okanye la signature ibizwa ngoba ngumoya oyingcwele. Now they never give up spirit. Ithi umfundisi eyibalisa angikhathali sibahle noba imeko ingaxweba ibe mthwebisho. Yazi sibahle angazi uba ndaphuma kwa-education ngasomfana. Ngisandiphume right, I was the principal kusho ndalikufa umzakazi. Kwalahleka ii-policies, kwalahleka ii-pensions. But the only thing I never did kukuba ndithi ngenxa yekomiti yesuphu ndiye kuyesu. Not unless awumazi uThixo. Ndifunyama uJesu omhlomkhulu kangaka ngenxa yemali yakwa-principalship. Andikwazi, andikwazi. Laa nto ithi here am I andiphangeli, sisandlabe kandiphangekho. Indlela endonwabe ngayo kuba mama inye into ethetha nguThixo, ma ithi into ikwehlela intle, ma ikwehlele usindisiwe qha. And ma ithi into embi ikwehlela, mayikwahlele ukwaThixo, ukuThixo unomoya oyingcwele. Azathi just like uba uJobi lo. Uyabona utata uJobi? So basi-heroes and basi-role models. Now basi-references zethu. Uba sanga utata uJobi, njengomfundisi sisho, sangamlahla uThixo. Sekusithiwa makamlahle uThixo afe. Kuba uyayazi nkosikazi ukuthi xa ulahle uThixo uyafa. But utata uJobi, he knew. He knew uThixo awayemkhonza wayemazi. Mamandibulele tata umfundisi njenge-motivational speaker. Tata ndikuva kakuhle Xheko, la mazwi athetha ayakhuthaza sithi naba omzazi uba ngathi we are still standing, asiphangeli. And dina wara nangxaki silala sibahla kumntana 2 years eh kubo kokala somebody wonderful eh so somebody precious imizimile somebody great bahle somebody peach dynamic
kosimoya amen amen siyabonga mfundisi bangani god bless you wow
you took him out you too
yo mfundisi
yes
wena siya saba khona isikhathi la kuukuthi bobona ngathi hayi cha uyazi leli phopholeli alikho real
yes
and kwaba khona nje lokho kuukuthi uya give up
uyazi iphupho maseli ku maseli likhulu and selingene ngaphakathi kuwe so much that selinguwe
yeah
ude ufike ku level we ufuna give up mara give up eke
yeah
ufuna kuwa eJesuina kusaweki
aha
you want to divorce emshadweni akusa divorceke you want to give yazi mase uthiko sekubambile inhliziyo yakho ibambile uthi ufuna kunikezela akusanikezeleki because God has gotten a hold of you you see iphupho lakho will never let you rest until you do it and iphupho lakho ilanto othi so uzama ukwenza ezinye izinto to run away from the real thing but it keeps on haunting you if you are someone on a poop on a calling yokuthi unakekele ingane ezihluphekayo uthi uzama uzimela ngezinye businesses or other things a corporate or whatever uNkulunkulu ahlale ekuthumela directly lento akuthumele yona uthi uzama mhlambi you are called as a pastor to preach the gospel and you are playing hide and seek but there are also what we call is storms of alignment. Sometimes we even go through storms just for the purpose of realigning us to our purpose, realigning us to our dream. UJona wathi ethunyelwe eNiniva wayetharashishi, mara ethi Bible kwaveli storm sashaker iboat, but kwafika ifishi yamthatha yayombeka. What I like is that ifishi yamdropa at the river banks of Nineveh. In other words, if fish was a problem, because God can use a small problem in order to solve a big problem. A problem enkulu ka Jonah was that he was dislocated and misaligned, but God had to use a storm ne fish zamthatha zibonakala as a problem and it's just a small problem that was meant ukuthi zimse kwi destiny yakhe lapha bizwe khona. Same applies to Joseph. Bamthatha bamfaka kwipiti, bamkhipha kwipiti, bamfaka ku Potiphar's house. All of those processes, it felt as if we are a shaywa faka kujuleni kwenkinga, kanti usondezwa at the entrance and at the place of his destiny. So ukunikezela kukhona, sometimes nikezela even without physically giving up, but in your mind, in your heart, but your dream will always take you back. Always take you back. If it's a God ordained dream, if it's a God ordained vision, it will always take you back.
Yeah. Bengisathi ngisafuna ukubuza lokho ukuthi is it possible ukuba nephupho elingekho aligned ne nokuyintando kaNkulunkulu yini?
Highly possible.
Yeah.
But usually le into engeyo kaNkulunkulu uyibona ngokuthi mawuyenza.
Yeah.
There is a struggle. Mawuyenza uthi nobuya yenza mhlawu uyibona abanye beyenza ube ne interest kuyo but like if you are a teacher and I'm a nurse mawuthatha uthisha umfake esibhedlele uthatha unese umfake eklasini a teacher like the example I usually make both of them are gonna fail not because they are not qualified not because they don't have amaphupho but it's because i level or i atmosphere of operation yabo badukile so definitely mawenza into engeyo yakho one of the things ozibona ukuthi firstly awubi nayo a peace of God in you secondly there is no joy and thirdly you always are money driven mawenza into engeyo yakho kodwa kawenze yakho wenza le into abangathi noba kuthiwa yenze on voluntarily basis you can still do it because it's in you ilento ethi so usemsebe so use office no busy ngayo ngoba uyayithanda uthola ukuthi awunazo nesikhohla nokuthi ufanele udle lunch khohla nokuthi kwisikhathi sokushayisa you spend sleepless nights and many hours doing it because into yakho but le engesiyo yakho ikunika ama blue mondays
Yeah.
Le ngesiyo yakho ubheka isikhati, yo hayi is my lunch. Yo hayi hayi namhlanje I don't feel like. But eyakho into yakuvusa it pushes you. Marenge yakho you are pushed to do it.
Wow. Wow. 3 before 4 o'clock ngo 4 o'clock uyaphuma la umfundisi. So singakuvaleli ngaphandle uma kuthi una umbuzo noma ke uthanda ukuphawula njengoba ke ebeshera i testimony yakhe the life of a dreamer. Is umuntu and I believe mfundisi ukuthi ukuba namaphupho ikona ezinye izinto ezikwenza ukuthi ube ne drive empilweni and ezikwenza ukuthi uhlezi unethemba because angeke nje uphile umuntu uthi uvuke ekseni wenze lokho kwenzayo kodwa uthola ukuthi ingabi khona lento ehlezi at the back of your mind or your head ukuthi you know what yes kwamanje ngenza yes, lokho yes. Kodwa mina in years or yes. In months to come ngifuna ukumbona ubahle ela and unikeze iexample enhle ukuthi sometimes abantu mhlawumbe uyakubona wena you are an author
yes.
Or you are a motivational speaker uthanda ngendlela okhuluma ngayo naye all of a sudden sakaba ne interest ukuthi you know what ngifuna ukuzibona nami ngifana nomfundisi lo yiso Thembisa ngime lapha yami but kuyinto nje eqala ngoba ekubona so do you think mhlawumbe bekuyiphupho elifihlakele but ngoba uyakubona wena kuvusa lento ukuthi mhlawumbe ikhona ngaphakathi kuyena.
It does happen ukuthi kube khona umuntu obay inspire yakho oyimotivate. However, le into that is not meant for you uyibona ngokuthi ke usheshu uhambukhathale uboreke yiyo. But ma iyo yakho you keep on persisting and pushing. Even if iminyango ivaliwe you keep on knocking. Even if abantu abanama connection yokufaka kulento iphuphayo baya pusha ngaphandle you keep you persisting ngoba ile yakho but ayengeyo yakho. You quickly give up because it's not yours and you try other things. Vele we all start sifambula singazi ukuthi siyapi until we find the right thing then we move in it.
Yeah. Amazakho kugcina mhlambe ongawaletha kuntu okuwukuthi as mina I was about to give up. Ngibona nje ukuthi hayi cha ngiphuphile ngaphupha hayi futhi abantu bayangihleka nokungihleka. Sometimes unokuthi ulikhuluma iphupho lakho abantu bathi hey wena are you for real? Uyayibona yeah
yes.
So ungathini nje ukukhuluma nalowo muntu loyo to ukum encourage.
Okay, what I want to say to umphulaphule ekhaya ukuthi ke the very fact that okokuqala usaphila when many people multitudes of people are dying now during this COVID, that on its own is a sign ukuthi when you are a victor you are a conqueror and that there is still something that you must fulfill. And also kwesibini ukuthi ke the fact that iphupho lakho lingekafezeki and kudala uzama, it is because uThixo ufuna ukufike to a stage and to a point where you realize ukuthi vele alizukwenzeka ngamandla nobulumko bakho lizokwenzeka ngaye. And the other thing I want to say kuwe khaya ukuthi ke each and every dream, each and every calling, each and every purpose has a season. Because once you appear before your season it's a problem. Once you appear after the season it's also a problem. So you need to be connected to the dream giver which is God so that he can give you guidance akutshela ukuthi isikhathi sakho sizofika nini sizofika kanjani because once uyithola into yakho you must also know your when your how your what your who was ama details but you learn to ifumaneka as you continue endleleni with the one okunike iphupha. So don't give up. Giving up should not even be on your list of options. If God did it for me when I was written off, when I was a laughing stock myself, when people thought nothing good will ever come out of me, but look at me today, I'm speaking to multitudes telling them that it is possible. I want you to know ukuthi you are also a possibility. The fact that you are alive, it means that there's something great that can still come out of you.
Wow. Ngikhumbula nomfundisi uBangani ebesho la phambilini eshare the word ukuthi nothing is impossible. GoJehova, ngicela silalele nansi i voice note.
Sanibonani sibahle, ngiyanibingelela igama la Jesu nenxiwo yaNkulunkulu lapho. Nabalaleli bonke beRadio Pulpit ngiyababingelela kakhulu futhi ngiyabatshela ukuthi ngiyabathanda ngithanda nonke. Sibahle uqinisile umfundisi, that's true. Mawuholwa ingakuNkulunkulu athi sivume ukuholwa. sivume uNkulunkulu asihole. That's why uNkulunkulu athi ngifuna nendlebe ezwe. Uyazi ukuthi akagcini ngokuzwa kuphela, kodwa uyayenza. Yalalela enze, athatha i-step. Nomcabango uyajula, yonke into yenza iyajula ngoba uvumele yena ukuthi akulide. Nami ngibone ngami Sibahle, Sibahle ngisebenze ku-private clinic more than 15 years. And ngaphuma ngenye indlela engayiqondi, engaqondakali. Kodwa manje sengiyabelieve ukuthi no, kusubu isikhathi kuyintando kaNkuluNkulu. uNkuluNkulu uyafuna ukubonisa ukuthi uNkuluNkulu is alive and around me. And Sibahle ngikubelieve, ngithe ma ngihlala, ngahlala more than 5 years. After more than 5 years, mina angitholanga zimali zami, angitholanga lutho. Kodwa loko bokunganginiki ukuthi inhliziyo iloku ilangazelela iy'mali zasemsebenzini. Ebengikulangazelela ukubuyela emsebenzini, ukufisa futhi ukusebenza lo msebenzi. Sibahle ngeke ubelieve ukuthi kwenzakalani after 6-7 years. U-doctor wahamba waye overseas. Uthe makabuya i-doctor, azange asafuna omunye umuntu. Wafuna mina, lo doctor ebengim-assista, wangifuna la ngakhona. And uzubone, uthe masekabuya, wabuya sekajenuwele, wabuya saka omunye umuntu, wabuya, I mean, yonke into. And uthe makangithatha, uthe masiqala fresh, yonke into, kwasenzakalela. Enhle ku-smart, ku-smooth, kuyahlela nje, kodwa izimo sikhona Sibahle. Ngoba uyazi uma ukhonza uNkulunkulu akubi smooth, but kuba nama-circumstance anzima azaya asihlaselayo. Kodwa ngoba sihleli kuNkulunkulu, manje sesibambene ngoba uyamkhonza lo Nkulunkulu and ngiyamkhonza nami lo Nkulunkulu. And noma sikhuluma siyashera, noma sixabana sixabana bese sivula amavesi. Yabona, so konke okwenzakalayo kuyintando kaNkulunkulu. Uthe noma buya ungithanda Sibahle like never before, ngimthanda like never before. Plus, I mean, we are genuine, you act like we are one. Yes, ngendlela uNkulunkulu emuhle ngakhona kunomahluko omkhulu omkhulu omkhulu. Uye waqala ngathi ngiphuma esikolweni ngamsebenzela. Ngithema ngimsebenzela, ngithe noma ngimiyeka, I mean angishiya hamba, anganginikanga konke, kodwa uNkulunkulu wayeyazi ukuthi angikubekelanga imali, imali into esikhashana, kodwa ngikubekele back imsebenzi nempilo enhle nekhanyayo yaphakade. Yazi uNkulunkulu bemuhle, ngiyanithanda bayina, ngiyanithanda. That's true. Hlala kuNkulunkulu. Ngiyakusola nabalaleli be-Radio Pulpit, ukuhlala kuNkulunkulu angiyakusola at the end, kodwa ubone umusa kaNkulunkulu, hlezi umusa kaNkulunkulu kuze kube phakathi, usho njalo izwini lakhe. Ngiyanithanda bayina Sibahle, uNkulunkulu akwenze kahle sisi. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Amen. Nathi siyakuthanda kakhulu ma, and thank you so much ukuthi ushare your testimony. Hey, mfundisi uNkulunkulu simkhonzayo, uNkulunkulu uyisimanga impela.
Definitely.
Yo, uyazi bunamandla ubufakazi labo kamama. Ubaba uPadi Sipeng uthi, Pastor Loyiso Thembisa, my brother, I'm inspired. Woman of God, thanks be to God for your program. Mfundisi bakuthola kuphi mhlambe abangathanda ukuthi ba baxoxe nawe uma ungasekho la?
All right, ngitholakala ku Facebook. It's Loyiso Thembisa Kamachoba. That is both the Facebook page and the Facebook profile. And also the same name on YouTube, Loyiso Thembisa Kamachoba. You also find me on both Instagram and Twitter at @LThembisa. WhatsApp, it's 0838795943. Email ltembisa@gmail.com.
Okay. Active, angithi kuyo Facebook.
Very active.
WhatsApp, uyaphendula.
Gokushesha.
Gokushesha. Yes. Thank you so much, mfundisi wami, ukuthi ube nathi kule ntambama, and I'm hoping ukuthi sizobona more and more and more books.
Kubonge mina sisi. Definitely the second book is coming. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Amen.
Thanks.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067 0891-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.